This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The cattle inventory swing could have a prolonged impact on beef prices. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The USDA released a bearish cattle on feed report in October, showing cattle on feed at 11.5 million head, which is the second highest figure on record. Bernd Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, explained what this means for cattle markets moving forward.
We have a lot of cattle that are being placed on feed, and a very high percentage, near 40% of those cattle, are still heifers. And in the short run, this means that we're going to have a very high supply of cattle coming to market at one point in time. But in the long run, this takes a lot of cattle out of the market that could have otherwise been held back for replacements.
Nelson said replacements are what help rebuild herds following a dip in herd size.
Replacement heifers are basically the planting intentions of the cattle business. So when we have less of those replacement heifers being held back to produce calves, we ultimately have a smaller inventory. We've been going through this for a couple of years now, but now as this happens, we're looking at 2024 at the earliest before we can even consider starting to replace this cattle herd.
Nelson added that consumers will likely feel the pinch of higher beef prices next year.
So what this means for consumers is record beef prices in 2024 and 2025. A lot of the economy situations, we're talking about recession, we're still talking about inflation and where our money's at, are going to dictate the ability of the economy to sustain these high beef prices, or if consumers will start switching over to other substitutes like pork and chicken.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.